Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the 30th day of December, man. We're almost, it's still 2021, but man, the goddamn that year, tell me that year didn't rip by in hell. It's the 30th day of December, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific time, and it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday, and I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 31 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a blistering high of 32 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we're not expecting any more snow for a few days. It's just dry and cold. It was, 18 this morning, 17. It got down to 16. That was it. Got down to 16, but it'll be cold for a few days and it's supposed to start snowing again. So I'm not going to bitch and complain because I'm the guy who wants the snow. I hope it snows 20 fucking feet out there. I hope that they're having to pull these goddamn Californians out of these goddamn houses they've gotten out on our public fucking lands and with a helicopter. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into. Joe Biden relocated. I love that word. How about misallocated? Joe Biden reallocated. $2 billion in COVID testing funds, which is bullshit, to house illegals on the border, to house invaders. I mean, to fucking assist on a fucking invasion into our country. We're certainly going to talk about it, and we'll do that when we get right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, and you just gotta love this one. And Joe Biden relocated $2 billion in COVID testing funds. I guess there are no more allocations. Well, we know there are no more allocations from Congress as required by the original Constitution. Well, Bill Clinton put up a grant program because it's a fucking corporation and they issue fucking grants. I mean, goddamn people, how stupid are you? Who wants their fucking money spent on this? Is this a fucking goddamn direct tax for a direct purpose that the fucking people will support? Or is this his blatant fucking theft of fucking, well, it's goddamn assisting an invasion. It's goddamn high treason. That son of a bitch is, right with this right here, fuck, he's earned the 50th fucking rope around his neck. we are going to take this country back. There is going to be law and order once again, and it will be the fucking common law of we the people. The law ratified December 15, 1791 by we the people under our jurisdictional authority, and you motherfuckers are going to hang like Christmas lights. Anyway, this was from Gateway Pundit and sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. New Yorkers are waiting in endless lines for hours in the cold to get the test kits so they can go back to work. And I'm, you know, what you hear about them test kits, they're putting the fucking poison in them too. You stick that fucker up your nose, you're taking your chances, in my opinion. School or visit family, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. I go do all these things, I would never come close to your fucking test kit. Family, because of Joe Biden took the COVID relief money, because Joe took the COVID relief money, the relief money for COVID-19 that doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. Hi, Goebbels. And relief money and send it to house unvaccinated, untested illegals at the border. Well, yeah, the Pope's little brown. Well, it ain't even the Pope's little brown. It's an international goddamn army now. But you know what? We've done kicked it. My dad, I mean, I wonder what he always meant about that. I mean, when I was a little kid, he used to say it. We've whipped the world and we're going to have to do it again. Well, fucking here, she's a coming, buddy. It's a coming. They do this because they hate you and because New Yorkers are dupes. No, they do this because they fucking can, because you fucking allow it. Just like that little kid in that restaurant in New York and on that fucking video. Are there no men in New York? Weren't there not enough men to beat the fuck out of that bunch of punks? Did you hear that one talking? Talking about like a goddamn fag? Isn't there enough men in New York to beat the fuck out of them fucking punks, drag them out in the street, strip them down fucking naked, and burn their fucking goddamn black clothes in the street, and tell them to get the fuck down the goddamn road? Gotta be. Just gotta do it. Representative Jason Smith, Republican Montana, broke this, I guess it's Montana, Missouri maybe, M.O., broke this report earlier today on Fox News. He relocated, no he didn't, he misallocated. If these were funds, the way it's supposed to work under the original Constitution, which is a fucking fraud anyway, and we the people are not fucking bound by it in any way because we did not fucking ratify it. But the way it was supposed to work was that there would be an allocation of funds. Somebody would apply for an allocation of funds, a specific fucking tax for a specific fucking purpose. And to fucking take that money and use it for anything else would be called, misallocation. Because that's not what it was allocated for. Misallocated. Not he just relocated it from his left pocket to his right pocket. How fucking stupid you think we are? Did you sign your name on that one, old Joe? I mean, of all of my, you know, I hate the son of a bitch, but he ain't even there. He's a fucking dead from the neck up, and everybody knows it. He relocated $2 billion of money that should have gone towards COVID testing. COVID-19 doesn't exist, so there shouldn't have went no fucking where. And they didn't have the fucking authority to take it from the people they fucking took it from. And that's the fucking facts. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 exists. Are you listening, you old propagandist cocksuckers? COVID-19 doesn't exist, and everybody fucking knows it. Testing, but instead send it to house illegals at the border. Wow. It just says wow. 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 You allowed it. That's the fucking wow about it. You outnumber these cocksuckers fucking 1,000 to 1 and you fucking allowed it. And you continue to allow it. That's the pathetic part about it. Not that a fucking goddamn criminal will steal, but that a goddamn person, I mean, one person come up and fucking pick the pockets of 1,000 people and they stand there like fucking cunts and let them do it. Alrighty then. What else do we have here? Dallas detective seizes $100,000, from woman at airport without charging her with a crime. Now what's wrong with, what we say who this is? This is from Yahoo News. It was sent in by Misty, two Dallas detectives searched a 25... See, that just starts right there. She should have put that down. Anyways, we're going to look at this. We're going to start with the fucking first crime committed. That would be under the fifth article. Okay, and this is the last, one of the, I don't know, this is the last, I think this is the last cause, yeah. We'll start here. Nor shall any be compelled in any criminal case to be witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. Nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. But due process of the law. There is no charge filed against these fucking people. I mean, it's like Trumpy saying that, let's take the guns and then we'll do the due process later. Let's take the money and no due process at all. How about that? That's highway. I mean, this is Putin on our fucking Bill of Rights. It is a high violation of the law. It is goddamn treason and sedition. It is hangable. But, God, I tell you, it don't work unless you fucking enforce it. See, they can make up anything, you know, like fucking, we can take your country and give it to fucking foreigners. We can take it without giving you your due process of law that is written into your fucking law that is the highest law in your land. And we can do it because you fucking won't do nothing about it, you worthless son of a bitches. Let's go on with this. Two Dallas detectives searched a 25-year-old Chicago woman's suitcase at Dallas Love Field Airport on December 2nd and seized more than $100,000 from the bag. Detectives say they smelled a drug odor. No, fucking somebody seen her load that goddamn money and knew that money was coming. This is called the mob. This is called gangsters. This is called Al Capone Incorporated. Got it? They were waiting on the fucking money. Detectives say they smelled a drug odor, you see? It was a drug odor. Well, what kind of drug odor was that, by the way? I mean, that's kind of an open statement. Put fucking 10 people in 10 different rooms and ask them what a drug odor is. You won't get a lot of consensus on that. And you did have a fucking complaint from a common law court under the common law jurisdiction with an affidavit attached to the person that's claiming this goddamn money or something. Or what do you mean? You mean just, you're just like, you're gangsters and you just fucking took it? No fucking charge, no arrest, no, you just fucking robbed this woman? That's called fucking goddamn grand larceny, okay? You fucking took this person's fucking property without due process. You spit on our fucking Bill of Rights. You motherfucker, you committed treason against we the people and against our law. And the days are coming you're gonna fucking answer for it, and you fucking know it. That's why you're doing all this silly fucking shit. I mean, you think, I can grab some more, maybe I can find a better spider hole. You better get to fucking do those goddamn spider holes, you idiots. Detectives say they smelled a drug odor before they searched the woman's luggage without her permission, without a warrant. That's the next violation of the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, cannot be fucking changed law of this land. And it is a goddamn act of fucking treason and sedition to violate it. And to do it up with fucking malice and forethought is fucking, that's a hanging crime. That's fucking goddamn high treason, you son of a bitch. That puts a rope around your fucking neck. But did not arrest her and haven't charged her with a crime. They just took her, fucking robbed her. And if you and I did that, what would that be called? That'd be called fucking grand larceny, wouldn't it? Under their phony fucking statutes. But what it is it's goddamn a violation of her fifth and fourth, so far her fifth and fourth, which means it was a violation of her sixth, seventh, and eighth fucking article fucking rights under the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, no higher than fucking law and jurisdiction of we the fucking people law, ratified December 15, 1791 by we the fucking people. Shove your constitution up your fucking foreign ass and tell that foreign whore you serve over there on that goddamn throne to go suck a goddamn dog's dick. Civil asset forfeiture. Look at this. I'm reading this to you. Let's read the fucking thing again here. Now it says, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. What is due process of the law? That means you go get a fucking warrant. That means you have somebody in their private capacity that's fucking claiming that money to be stolen, or is claiming that that fucking money belongs to them, and this fucking person, you know, fucking needs to hand it over. and they have sworn an affidavit to that effect, or else you don't have no due process of the law. You skip the fucking fourth article, skip the fifth article, and well, you skipped the whole motherfucker, didn't you? That is a violation of the procedural due process, and that's what that was put in place. You got a couple of maximums here. You got the first and second article, but the rest of it was the procedural due process to make it so you had to fucking have a cause to take people's fucking shit from them. Otherwise, it don't belong to you. If somebody can come take what belongs to you without cause, without any fucking kind of court order whatsoever, or even a fucking warrant to arrest the fucking property, then you have no fucking freedom. You have no fucking liberty. You cannot possess property, can you? Nothing that these cocksuckers can't come and take from you, huh? Civil asset forfeiture. Oh, it's this thing we wrote down that's higher than the highest law in this land. And we wrote it down as a corporation. It's one of our corporate policies that trumps the highest fucking law in this land, that trumps the jurisdiction of the fucking people. You know why? Because you allow it. You allow this shit. A police canine alerted two detectives with the Dallas Police Department to a black checked in suitcase secured by a lock. Well, those fucking dogs are made. They're alert. I mean, we know absolutely as a fact, and they've told. I mean, they've put this on the mainstream media and everything that fucking a dog is going to alert to any fucking money. That's what those dogs are trained for. They're probably more trained to alert to money than the smell of the drugs, because there's cocaine, and because the cocaine and shit and the heroin and everything, everybody's sniffing through those bills. There is fucking drugs on every fucking bill of fucking money in this country. So I guess they have the fucking, they can just come up and say, well, the dog kind of sniffed around, he barked a little bit, so I'm taking your fucking money. What's the charge? And there's no charge, I'm just taking your fucking money. I trained this dog to sniff and fucking bark. And when he does it, I get lots of money. And that's what you got going here. That's your goddamn justice system, you fucking fools. And you don't have to have it. Why do you have it? Is because you fucking allow it. Why do you allow it? Because you're fucking cowards. There can be no other explanation. You out fucking gun them by a fucking 1,000 to 1 and you fucking allow this shit. You let them take your fucking stuff. Why do you think that Bill of Rights was written? Why do you think men gave their goddamn lives to have it? I'm not talking about the colonial fucking private militia. I'm talking about the fucking public fucking militia, the people who fucking fought out of their fucking homes, who came out of the mountains as their fucking own fucking militia. You know, the fucking unorganized militia. Why did they fucking fight to give you these fucking rights when you're too big a fucking cunts to hold on to them? It makes me want to puke. Civil asset forfeiture, allows police to seize, then keep or sell the property they allege was involved in a crime, leaving someone whose property was seized to go to court to try to get it back. That is not, see, that's that due process after the fucking thing. That's fucking Trump right there. That's Trump right there. We're gonna take your fucking property and then you can go into our fucking, these unlawful, a crime to exist, lawless, fucking goddamn administrative admiralty courts that we own, who get a cut of that fucking cash that was stolen from you, and you can see if you can pay $40,000 to a lawyer and say, well, I gave it a shot. And then they can all get together, your lawyer, the fucking DA, and the goddamn judge, and well, hell, they don't even do that. They're not even going to charge you. What are you going to do? And you go in and you even try to file a charge, you got to go to the fucking DA, a fiduciary in the fucking government that's not allowed to exist, that was put there by the first fucking Congress in violation of the fucking law once a fucking again. The law they had just fucking ratified. The people hadn't ratified it, but these cocksuckers had said this is what they were going to operate under. And instead, they created the Office of Attorney General. That didn't go through Article 5 ratification. I mean, it's like that stupid shit I was reading yesterday about, oh, some paper gonna change the fucking... You guys have spit all over it. We know who you are. We know what you are. This is fucking war. We're past the fucking talk, and we're past your bullshit. You're a bunch of fucking punks. You have to get somebody to fuck your wife for you. That's how fucking useless you are. And you think you're big shit because you can afford it. That's what blows my ass away. A police report does not name what city the suitcase was headed for, the Dallas Morning News reported. However, the bag was set to be transferred to another plane. According to the report, detectives felt they had to act quickly. We're talking 100 fucking grand here with a search warrant, because where did you get a search warrant? Who was claiming that fucking money that went for the search? Oh, the fucking, you mean you just had one of them things printed out of your fucking car that ain't worth the paper it's written on? One of those goddamn fucking letters of mark from the fucking administrative admiralty saying you could take whatever you fucking want just like any other fucking pirate that the queen has been issuing since, and the kings have been issuing since there were fucking monarchies, huh? Because that's what that fucking warrant is. And it's fucking unlawful in this country. It is the crime of treason and sedition. You are to be hung for it. Would not be obtained in time. Oh, you can even get one of those. You can go out and tell a type of fucking goddamn administrative admiralty letter of mark to fucking steal this person's money. You can't even have time for that. You just fucking, you're highway, you're larcenous. You're fucking criminals. In time, and could cause an undue burden to the passenger. Oh, you were worried about the bitch you were stealing her money from? Really? And our airlines, the report says. Fuck this goddamn airlines. You son of a bitches, you thieving cocksuckers. According to the report, detectives found shipping bags wrapped in blankets or containing 100s, 50s, 20s, 10s, 5s, and $1 bills. Inside the suitcase. There were no clothes or other items in the luggage. Where is the law been broken? Where is the person who's come stepping forward saying, this is mine, this has been stolen from me, that the government has any kind, well, not the government, what am I going to do? I'm sorry! That this fucking phony, fraudulent fucking corporation has any goddamn say in that person's activity whatsoever. They do not. Even if they can't. They're an unlawful entity created in violation of the fucking law. In particular, the 9th article, the 10th article, and the fucking 2nd article. They fuckers, God damn it, people. How much of this shit are you going to take? $100,000 fucking dollars? I'm just going to take that away from you. Are you? I guess I should have fucking drove and took a fucking rifle with me with the fucking about 5,000 fucking rounds to protect my $100,000 fucking dollars, huh? From fucking highway robbers, because that's on the fuck you are, you corporate son of a bitches. You're unelected, unjudicial fucking, without fucking authority fucking robbers. You're nothing more than criminals. You're nothing more than a goddamn pack of fucking thieves. According to the report, detectives found shipping bags. When detectives found the woman in the airport terminal, she told them she was a dancer who worked in real estate and that she had sold a house. In the first place, it's none of your fucking business where I get my goddamn money, you son of a bitch. You're not even supposed to be in my fucking world. I am supposed to be autonomous. I'm supposed to be living in the common law jurisdiction. You're supposed to be over there in your goddamn admiralty jurisdiction 200 miles off of the fucking coast. That's how far you're supposed to stay away from me. And you sure as hell ain't supposed to talk about my goddamn rights or my goddamn authority in this country, bitch. Convince the woman obtained the money. Convince. Convince the woman obtained the money through an illegal drug deal. How in the judge, jury, and convict? Hey, we'll just take it. If there's any due process, we'll do that later. We're just going to take your fucking property in violation of the 5th, 4th, 6th, 7th, and eighth articles of the fucking highest law in this fucking land. We are going to violate those laws. We are going to spit on those laws. We are going to commit larceny right in fucking in the open in spite of those goddamn laws. Why? Because you won't enforce the son of a bitches. You're allowing it. Deal. Detective seized the cash. The woman signed a property receipt. By God, I wouldn't have. For the money, police say. Police didn't not arrest the woman. You didn't get arrested? I mean, but you said that this was all money was all obtained through fucking drug dealings. Surely you have the fucking evidence to back that up. That would have been a part of the affidavit for the warrant to fucking arrest the money. Even if she did obtain it through fucking drug dealing, what about it? You have no goddamn jurisdiction over an individual free sovereign. You can't even fucking tax us. No matter what you throw out there, it's just another fucking lie, like the asset forfeiture, that you cannot take property from me without the due process of the law and being in the common law jurisdiction. And by God, you know it. They know what they're doing. And, you know, like, I don't have to scream this at you people. You fucking know they know what they're doing. When are we going to put a halt to it? Is the only goddamn question here. Arrest the woman or charge her with a crime. She's not even charged with a crime. She just got robbed. Yeah, that's what happened there. Armed fucking robbery, criminal larceny, fucking name it what you want to call it. But they fucking robbed this woman. In fact, they fucking took her goddamn money away from her. With no due process. Fuck do your due process of the law there, Graham. You think so, motherfucking Jew boy? We're going to find out about that, aren't we? The FBI was confirmed to, has confirmed it took possession of the money. You took, do we have it? Is the Bill of Rights fucking law or not? Of course it is. Ratified, absolute, unalienable fucking law. But these son of a bitches just broke it, didn't they? They committed treason and sedition right in front of everybody in that fucking airport and that woman. They committed treason and sedition. This is how common it's become. Under Texas law, forget about that goddamn fucking Bill of Rights, which is the law of every fucking state in this union, because it was ratified by every fucking state. It is the absolute law of this fucking land. But under this Texas law, Texas corporate fucking policy is what it is, and it is inferior, and it is unlawful, and everybody involved in it's got a rope coming to them for fucking treason and sedition against the true fucking law of this fucking land. Authorities can seize assets without charging a person with a crime. Well, that's called fucking robbery in my goddamn book, isn't it yours? Oh, it's the clothes they wear, huh? Those fucking clothes, once again. You people have got to get past the fucking clothes. Inside those clothes is a naked son of a bitch that's naked just like fucking you. No better, no worse. Well, way worse. Because they're dog shit-eating motherfuckers that'll do this shit for fucking money. They are paid fucking criminals. Oh, yeah, I love this part. They want to throw this in and try to get some shit stirred up with some fucking race. Why? You know, when you're committing a crime, you want to kind of throw things off like this has anything to do with shit. You have a violation of the fucking law. The highest law in this line, you have a goddamn fucking hanging offense, okay? But we got to throw this in there. Black Americans are disproportionately searched and targeted for seizure. Does it fucking matter? If it's 1 or 100, these motherfuckers are fucking violating our law. They are trying to subjugate and enslave us. And they don't give a shit to them what color our fucking skin is. If you don't, I mean, how can you look up at the cocksuckers that are doing this around the fucking world? They are of every race, creed, and color. And try to act like there's some kind of goddamn racial division. Oh, there's only racial division down there around them poor people in the jungle. You think? I don't think so. I think we quit looking at the color of one another's skin a long fucking time ago. We started looking at you motherfuckers. You thieving, larcenous, fucking low-down, scheming, scamming, fraudulent, corporate cocksuckers. Seizure, a South Carolina study found up to 80% of people whose assets are seized by authorities are never charged with a crime. 80% of the people whose property are fucking seized by authorities. 80%! This is fucking treason at the higher, 80 fucking percent, people. We're going to, that's high fucking, you've heard of highway robbery. You've got it. You got it right in your fucking face. Institute for Justice attorney Dan Albin told CBS 11 that while it's legal to travel with any amount of money domestically, agencies consider flying with large amounts of cash suspicion. I don't care. Reasonable suspicion? What is suspicion? I mean, they tried that shit here when they try to put it in. The cops can pull you over if they're just suspicious. Suspicious of what? Oh, you're driving the speed limit? Oh, he must be fucking, he must be doing something wrong. He's driving the fucking speed limit. I mean, goddamn, you talk about open subject matter. It don't get no more open than that. That's as open as the fucking Grand Canyon. What is suspicious? Well, I mean, out of the fucking 9 out of 10 who have done fucking nothing to get fucked with, I guess my suspicion was wrong. Sorry, I fucking violated the fucking whole fucking Bill of Rights that belongs to you. Sorry, I violated your individual rights and freedoms. No, you're not. And you don't even say you're fucking sorry. In fact, you probably fucking slapped the cuffs on somebody and just take him to jail. Oh, they were resisting arrest. That's it. Let's get some money out of their goddamn pockets. Because that's what it's about. Because these Steven motherfuckers here are here to clean this fucking place out. And you know what? We're allowing it. We'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot broadcast from the trenches. 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Oh, And that's Pump Pump Dog. Don't give a flying hillbilly fuck. I said Pump Pump Dog. A yard full of chickens and a barn full of drunks. Love us if you can, sorry if you can't. Holler if you can, shut up if you ain't. Pump, oh, 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 oh. And your neck is red as the dirt on the road where we all grew up. Sing something with me if you ain't nothing but, you ain't nothing but, you ain't nothing but.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific time, and that was Kid Rock with Podunk. Edge of the jungle, motherfuckers. Edge of the jungle. Here we go, people. As predicted, Hy-V adding security teams at stores. Oh, they're going to have their own private fucking police force. Their own fucking private goddamn fucking policies being enforced by their own private fucking police force, and your goddamn fucking rights under the superior, supreme, absolute law of this goddamn land under the people's jurisdiction, ratified December 15, 1791. Fuck you. Shove it in your ass. Yeah, you think so? You're going to put on some scary clothes? This is from Dakota News Now, and it was sent in by Jalapeno for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. One of the region's largest grocery chains is adding security to its stores. Oh, are you adding security to your stores? Then I guess it ain't a fucking store no more, is it? You're getting into the goddamn battle of this war, because there is a fucking war against the people and their rights being conducted by an unlawful fucking corporation known as the United States Corporation and 50 fucking sub-corporations incorporated with that main corporation called, they're calling themselves states, but they are not. And they have no jurisdictional authority over any free individual sovereign national in this goddamn country. What they come with you with is fucking just like the fucking robbery. They come at you with fucking guns to steal from you. Or to come in and let some little fucking snot-nosed punk fucking get in your face and try to back him up with some fucking guy because he's got a scary suit on. It's time to fucking shove those scary suits up their fucking phony asses. They are not God. They're not goddamn peace officers. They cannot be. They are unelected. They can have no authority over the people because they have no fucking consent from the people. This is completely fucking Roman civil law, which is a fucking violation of the 9th article of the People's fucking Law, ratified December 15, 1791. Fucking read it. The Constitution, they're saying the Constitution's highest law in fucking land, and we can take this goddamn Commerce Clause and this goddamn General Welfare Clause, and we can steal and take and beat you and do any goddamn thing we want. Because that's... But no, you can't. In the first place, you can't even be involved in our judicial. The judicial you created with the first Congress and that fucking dirty-ass traitor George Washington, that goddamn Masonic motherfucker, isn't worth the paper it's fucking written on, and you know it. But again, people, we have to fucking enforce it. Hy-Vee said, one of the region's largest grocery chains is adding security to its stores. Are you really? Hy-Vee said Wednesday that it was adding a new retail security team, people. I mean, fuck a goddamn elected sheriff and a goddamn coroner and a goddamn fucking elected judge with no fucking authority to move unless you use your personal authority as an individual free sovereign national to move that fucking court. Well, we're just, hey, why don't they, I guess they can set up their own fucking court too, huh? No, they can't. This is fucking gross fucking treason and sedition. Plain and simple. This is an attempt to subjugate the fucking people. And everybody, if you care about this goddamn Bill of Rights of yours, if you care about freedom and liberty, if you care about your fucking property and people not just being able to walk up and take it away from you without any goddamn cause whatsoever, in violation of the law, well, I think I would boycott whatever this fucking Hy-Vee is. Don't spend one fucking dollar in there. Refuse to go in there. Let them have the 12 to 20% of fucking communists who will go in there and fucking obey and don't even fuck them. Let them go under. Every time we've boycotted some fucking body, just like Home Depot when they started letting the goddamn transvestites into the goddamn store, it costs them. Just don't buy nothing from the son of a bitches. Because they are committing treason against you and your fucking country and your fucking law. Plain and simple. They are criminals. This is a criminal act. And I guarantee these son of a bitches get fucking goddamn corporate fucking welfare that is taken from you at gunpoint unlawfully by the goddamn unlawful fucking United States corporation that can't exist. The officers are trained to defuse situations and protect the safety of customers, employees. Why didn't we need these motherfuckers 20 years ago, people? How come just all of a sudden we need these fuckers? It's because they're trying to make a goddamn fucking soldier out of it. They ain't got shit, and they know it. They know they're so grossly outnumbered that when this busts loose, it's just going to be a fucking smear. But they're trying to put a gun on the hip of any motherfucking goofy son of a bitch that'll put the scary uniform on and you can have a gun. Hey, if you shoot somebody, we'll cover it up for you. Don't worry. How would you like to shoot somebody? You ever had urging? Go ahead.
Yeah, I seen a video of these guys and at a different Hy-Vee, and they're wearing all black. They got badges, body cam, utility belt.
Oh,
they look
really?
Like fucking cops.
Did it scare you? Did it scare you? Did those black...
Not one bit.
They don't scare me either. They just fucking clothes. You guys are going to find out one of these days, you're going to be going, I was afraid of fucking clothes. How stupid. I had the goddamn fucking highest law in this land behind me. I could fucking mow them motherfuckers down as the fucking treasonous dog shit that they fucking are, as the violators of our fucking laws, the treasonous, seditious bastards that they are, and I was afraid of their fucking clothes. I ain't afraid of your fucking clothes. The officers are to defuse situations, protect the safety of customers and employees. No, you're there for that little snotty, nose 16-year-old that wants to come up and fucking tell somebody, well, you're not wearing your mask properly. Get the fuck away from me, you fucking little pimp. In the first place, these cocksuckers have no jurisdictional authority over anybody. Keep that in fucking mind. If you have to fucking waste one of these fuckers, you wasted a fucking criminal. Because they are pretending to have fucking jurisdictional authority that they cannot fucking have. The ninth article of our fucking Bill of Rights, the ratified law of we the people, December 15th, 1791, says no, you can't. You commit treason, and you're open to a fucking rope or a bullet. Many of the officers have a law enforcement background. No. To say it ain't so. Are these the ones that have actually fucking been fucking thrown off of a force because they killed one too many fucking people? Or because they killed somebody on camera and enough people raised hell to get one person? Well, I'll go work at fucking this place over here. They'll let me shoot people under the fucking corporate veil. You have no corporate veil. You have nothing to stand between us and you, and us with our Bill of Rights, our righteous fucking absolute fucking right, and our law, and you son of a bitch, you corporate piece of dog shit, and your goddamn uniform commercial code cannot operate in the United States of these Americas because it violates our fucking law. It gives you authority you cannot fucking have. Plain and simple. You have no authority over the people. I keep going back to the Federalist, Anti-Federalist papers when they were selling this dog shit in those Federalist papers. Oh, we could never violate your rights. Well, look at it, read it. There's that commerce clause, open subject matter commerce clause, and there's that open subject matter general welfare clause. Oh, well, we'd never violate. We love the people. We want you in our stores. I remember when I was young, my dad, you know, when he had his wallet in his pocket, he was treated like a customer. Supposed to be, customer's always right. Yes, sir. What can we do for you, sir? Yes, sir. No, that employee spoke badly to you, sir. That son of a bitch is fired. What happened to that? Oh, they pumped a 100 million motherfuckers in here that's used to taking shit like that. And if you don't want to take it, you can get the fuck out of here. We'll have our private security in their mean uniforms. And we already give them the permission to shoot you if they want to. Really? Well, I'll be packing my fucking gun too, you motherfucker. This ain't gonna be a one side. This ain't gonna be a fucking shooting gallery, I promise you. We will defend our fucking rights. Just like we did back in 1775. It's coming. It's coming. And once it breaks loose, that's how it's gonna break loose too. And, you know, you gotta believe it was kegging up back then. Because, you know, we go back clear to 1865 to the Boston Massacre. You think the people weren't fucking pissed? You think they weren't seeing massacres everywhere they went, the 3% that were actually fucking fought that war? But finally, they said, fuck it. I would rather be fucking dead than a slave to that fucking king and let that king take my fucking property and subjugate me. I'm fighting. And that's the decision you got to fucking make. Oh, let's see here. Law enforcement background, yeah. All of them will go through training designed by the Hy-Vee retail security leaders and law enforcement partners. So the goddamn Blackwater USA private corporate fucking enforcers are going to train these fucking private corporate enforcers. There's a fucking surprise. And we already know how these Blackwater USA motherfuckers have been trained, don't we? How many people you seen shot in the back with their fucking hands up? How many fucking kids have they killed? How many people's dogs just walk up and shoot your fucking dog in your yard? How many people have they fucking went to the wrong place and gunned them fucking down without consequence? What about Kelly Thomas? What about goddamn James Boyd? What about James Garner? What about fucking Marion Curie? Murdered with her fucking kid in the car. This is the depth of fucking shit. This is as low as you can get. There's nowhere to go but up, people, and you better start heading that fucking way. The officer, fuck you. Hy-Vee has a strong history of doing anything for our customers, you bet. Including fucking walking all over and pissing on their fucking goddamn law. This is our fucking law. We allow you to exist, you son of a bitch. And you people know what you can do to these fuckers, don't ya? I mean, you do. You can, in your little old fucking minds there, you can figure if you had some fucking balls, what would you do to these motherfuckers for daring it? And these officers will be held to the same standard as the ones that killed fucking James Boyd, that killed fucking Kelly Thomas. I'm going to look at the, watch that video of Kelly Thomas putting the rubber gloves on. I'm going to fuck you up while the guy's handcuffed sitting on the goddamn sidewalk, not doing a goddamn thing, and they beat him to fucking death. Is this what you want? Is this how cowardly you are? Because people stood there and watched that shit happen. Like the girl that was beat on the beach in fucking New Jersey. People stood there and watched that fucking happen. You're cowards. You ain't worth the powder it takes to blow your fucking worthless cowardly brains out. Said Jeremy Gosch, Hy-Vee's president and chief operating officer. These officers will help provide another layer of safety. Another layer of safety. Goddamn. You trade liberty for safety? You will get neither, and you will deserve neither. You do not put liberty before, I mean, safety before liberty. You do not put your, you put your fucking, liberty above your life. That's what the people did that gave you that goddamn Bill of Rights. And you're fucking shitting on them. Thank you, great granddad. Shit right in their fucking, dig their casket up and shit in their face. That's what you're doing because they had fucking balls and you don't. You gotta hate them. You must really fucking hate them. Because now they've set a standard that you don't come close to fucking keeping, and you have way more advantage. You have the total advantage here. You have the fucking largest army on planet fucking Earth, and you ain't got the fucking balls that a handful of fucking ragtag motherfuckers coming out of the hills back in 1775 had, do ya? You fucking gutless wonders. Provide another layer of safety and security for customers. Oh, God, I feel so insecure when I walk in a fucking store. I mean, I'm going in there to get some goddamn bubble gum. What if somebody attacks me getting the bubble gum? No, that ain't what this is about at all. This is about us trying to establish yet another unlawful jurisdiction and direct violation of the highest law of this fucking land and ram it down your throat. You ought to ram it back down their throat. Don't shop there. I mean, fucking do not shop there. Fucking boycott those motherfuckers. Those Jew-ass motherfuckers. Boycott them. And if you can think of something, I mean, if you got any balls and you're out there and you ain't knowing and you can think of any other way to, well, to fucking bring some justice to these son of a bitches, well, that's, I don't know, that's a private thought now, ain't it? Anything for our customers. Yeah, you would, you dirty bastards. And these officers will be held to the same standard. Standard. What is the goddamn standard out there? You can fucking rob somebody of $100,000 fucking dollars and not even file a charge? That's the kind of standard you're talking about here, people. You scared of them clothes? Said Jeremy Gosch, Hy-Vee's president and chief operating officer. Oh, Jeremy Gosch. That's G-O-S-C-H. Boycott them. Hurt them. Hurt them back. These officers will help provide another layer of safety, really, alongside our store employees to deliver the same helpful smiles and outstanding service everyone expects at our local store. Boycott these dirty communist fucking pricks. Boycott them. This son of a bitch, what's his name, Jeremy Gosch, you motherfucker, you got about a fucking 1 hour trial coming to you in a common law court before you get that rope put around your neck, because this shit ain't gonna last forever. Every dog has his day, bark, bark. And it's a fucking coming, because people are so sick of your shit that they can't even stand themselves anymore. They're so sick of being the cowards that they are, they're having to look in the fucking, they can't even shave. They can't brush their teeth, they can't look in the goddamn mirror. But there's a plenty out there that aren't a fucking afraid of you. And you know who they are, that 60 million, that really 120 million that are sitting in the fucking jungle saying, come and fucking do it to me, motherfucker. Officers are working in several, and if I go down dead, you motherfuckers had better kill them ad nauseum until they are wiped off this goddamn planet. Or curse yourselves as the coward you are, and may your grandchildren dig up your graves and piss in your face. Officers are working in several stores now. More will begin working at stores after they complete the training program. Hy-Vee is also recruiting for officers to join the new security team. They could call it a security team. An unlawful fucking, unauthorized, unfucking sanctioned, fucking foreign judicial that cannot exist. It's actually against the fucking law. They are in violation of the fucking law. Plain and simple, and it's easy to fucking, just like I showed you there. It's easy to show. That is not the common law. That is not a sheriff. We are autonomous. That means self-rule. They talk, you're self-rules voting, don't you know? If you go out and vote, if you don't vote, then you're not self-ruling. Bullshit. Our self-rule is our fucking law. There's 10 fucking articles of it with supremacy cases and the fucking goddamn procedural due process that has to be followed to the letter of the end, every letter, every fucking comma, and you better fucking meet the fucking standard or else your ass will be the one that goes to the goddamn gallows. You got it, you son of a bitch. You know how easy it'd be to convict this son of a bitch right here in a common law court, people? It wouldn't even be a fucking challenge. They already know this shit. They know that they have, that by law, by the law of the United States of these Americas, they have committed high treason and have a rope coming around their fucking neck. That's why they're going to do shit like this. They're going to continue to, they got no choice. They can't turn back. They are beyond the point of no return and they know it. And the people have had a gut full of their fucking asses. The people are fucking steaming. And the people have the absolute right to wipe these motherfuckers out by the law. You'll be enforcing the law when you kill these motherfuckers. And they know it. They know the law even if you don't. What's this one? Princeton University students can't leave the county except for extraordinary reasons under strict new COVID rules. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19. Fuck you. There is no goddamn provision in the law of this land for an emergency to fucking declare martial law over the people and deny, disparage any goddamn right. In fact, it is absolutely forbidden under the 9th article of that document. Can't you, they know it. They can read. It's not like they don't know it doesn't exist. It just ain't got around to them. They don't know. They don't have Tent Scotch's fucking explanation. His definition of what the second article, they don't have that. They've never seen, nobody's ever brought that to their attention or they wouldn't be doing this, people. If you're that fucking stupid, you deserve what you get, but you better fucking nut up. You better nut up! Or your grandchildren will dig your fucking asses. They'll dig your, just to fucking enough to get your goddamn coffin open and piss in your cowardly, gutless fucking face. We've made it to the top of the hour, and I'm sick enough of this shit, so we're going to call it a day. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, see if you can look yourself in the mirror. That is The Word from the Trenches.